Right. I think that, you know, if you want to call it the default setting was a feminine consumer. But when there were certain kinds of products that were clearly that the decision to buy would be a man's decision, those would be pitched to men. So, you know, in the 20s, you'll see advertising of, let's take automobiles again, very different advertising to men and to women when it comes to cars at that very same moment. But in general, the construction of the consumer, especially the qualities of the consumer, the impulsiveness, the emotionality, the desire, that was all seen, you know, sort of wrapped up in a feminine package. There are efforts to, again, my sort of expertise is beauty products, and there are efforts to sell what I would call cosmetics, what they call toiletries, to men. And the campaigns were to completely reposition and repackage a product that I would call face powder as tinted talcum powder from, you know, different packaging, different sales pitch, different trade name. Most of those were very unsuccessful. Yeah, so unless the product was a durable good or something specific, you know, which the man would be seen as the purchaser, I think in general women were seen as the quintessential consumer.